President Bush yesterday called for a constitutional amendment to define marriage as between a man and a woman. News analyst Daniel Shore says the issue of gay marriage is creating election year challenges for both parties.
The constitutional amendment has generally been used to expand rather than to contract individual rights, with the significant exception of prohibition, which was repealed after 14 years of widespread violation. Some proposed amendments with strong backing have failed, like flag burning, school prayer, and equal rights for women. Presidents can afford to play politics with proposed amendments because they play no constitutional role in a process that is a matter between Congress and the states. And so, when President Bush found himself in trouble with his right-wing base over matters like immigration and Medicare, he decided to support a constitutional ban on gay marriage that religious groups have been demanding for months. But it was without the careful gearing up that precedes the rollout of a measure that he's intent on getting passed. Popular demand for such an amendment seems less than overwhelming. A poll taken by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Center shows 64% opposed to same-sex marriage, but only 41% in favor of changing the Constitution, which is why Republicans in Congress reacted with studied caution. Senate leader Bill Frist said, "Amending the Constitution is a huge issue." And House Republican leader Tom DeLay said, "We're not going to take a knee-jerk reaction to this." It's hard to know how the issue will play in the election campaign. Senator John Kerry has carefully voiced opposition to gay marriage, but has also opposed amending the Constitution. But he's not gone as far as non-candidates like Senator Edward Kennedy, who said that President Bush will go down in history as the first president to try to write bias back into the Constitution. If the president wanted to make a gesture to the religious right, he has undoubtedly succeeded. At what political cost remains to be seen. This is Daniel Shore.